Hello and welcome to the Top 30 Podcast. I'm Kristen Smith. Here are your top 30 stories in 30 minutes. This holiday season, hopefully chestnuts will be the only thing roasting on an open fire. That is, some 200 house fires are caused each year by Christmas trees. Those trees, especially when dried out, are most likely to ignite when placed near fireplaces, candles, or electric heaters. So to keep your tree, as well as garlands and wreaths, intact, experts say water regularly and use safer LED lights. But it's not just trees that can lead to holiday blazes. Whether it's a turkey in a propane deep fryer or Hanukkah latkes on the stove, make sure you use the proper amount of oil when frying foods while also keeping flammable materials out of reach. Even more, Realtor.com suggests keeping menorahs on level surfaces, not overloading outlets with lights or decorations. And with Thanksgiving and Christmas, the most common days for oven fires, keeping yours grease-free using a drip pan, and should it ignite, leaving the oven door shut until help arrives. Okay, now let's go to the New York Stock Exchange for our Fox Business Minute with Susan Lee. Susan, a few companies will help you get to know your Thanksgiving turkey.
Hey, Kristen, before you carve into the turkey this Thanksgiving, how about tracking its history? Jenny O and Honeysuckle White Turkeys are giving you the power to do so. Simply plug in the Meet Your Farmer code found on your turkey, and it'll give you the information about what farm it was raised on, the family who raised it, and even things like the farmer's favorite family tradition. Also, there's a secret sister gift exchange that's circulating on Facebook asking users to send in a gift worth $10 or more to a secret sister with a promise of up to 36 presents in return. Sounds too good to be true? Probably is. That's because it's an illegal pyramid scheme, and the United States Postal Inspection Services warns that gift exchanges like Secret Sister are considered illegal gambling. Instagram accidentally exposed some user passwords due to a big security code and a security bug. The bug was tied to a feature that allows users to download all their data. It's not known yet how many user passwords were actually exposed.
So what is Instagram saying about this?
Well, Instagram is telling users to change their passwords as a precaution. Sounds rational, doesn't it?
Good to know. Thanks, Susan. Time now for our New York Minute with Rosanna Scotto from Fox 5 New York. Rosanna, we all know neither rain nor shine stops the post office. But for one retired postal worker, it was persistence of a different kind that really paid off.
Absolutely, Kristen, and $2. That's all you needed, $2 and a dream, and Robert Bailey won big. In fact, he won the largest payment ever in New York lottery history. He's 67 years old, and for the past 25 years, he's been playing the same numbers. He won over $125 million after taxes. So what's he going to do?
I'm dying to know.
He's going to Vegas.
Okay.
He's going to try his luck there. He's going to buy his mom a little land. He wants to travel a little bit. But the best is he wants to invest. And I just want to tell you this, Kristen. He's single.
Oh, not for long. All right, next up, tis the season for shopping. Speaking of,
one of the most iconic toy stores in New York City is back, FAO Schwarz. We were really upset back in 2015 when they closed. Now, they're not in their iconic Fifth Avenue location. They've moved to 30 Rockefeller Center, right near the big Christmas tree. And they're making it an experience. You can go and shop in their candy store. You can learn magic tricks, but you can also go play on that big piano. Remember that floor piano from the movie Big that Tom Hanks was on? Also, you know, you can still buy that toy Mercedes-Benz that has Swarovski crystals on it for $25,000 for your favorite child. But there are a few things more in our budget.
Yeah.
There are some things for $10. I'm not sure exactly what that is, but FAO Schwarz is back for the moment.
Always so much fun hanging out with you. Thanks, Rosanna. Now to some more headlines. An experimental new treatment may help those with peanut allergies. It's not a cure, but the study was successful in 2/3 of kids with peanut allergies, and all participants experienced fewer side effects than researchers expected. If this treatment wins FDA approval, it'll be the first of its kind for the more than 3 million Americans affected by peanut allergies. And LeBron James threw down on Sunday night against the Miami Heat, scoring a season-high 51 points.
He might fire one up.
To get over 50.
He's got it! He shot that from half court. 51!
That win over the Heat marked LeBron's first win in Miami since leaving the franchise in 2014. And finally, when actress Emily Blunt confessed her fear of singing in front of people, Ellen got her some backup.
No, I just feel a bit exposed, you know what I mean? I just don't know.
Well, what if we had the Backstreet Boys behind you?
Cause I want it that way. You left me alone and you watched
me. That was your part.
So good. All right, we have to move on. A new proposal could mean more expensive Amazon shipping. The United States Postal Service has submitted plans to raise the price of a shipping method used by Amazon. Parcel Select Service is the last step in the shipping process that gets packages to customers' homes. It's also the most expensive. Parcel Select is used by other carriers that ship in bulk, like UPS and FedEx. The plan would increase the price by just over 9% for packages weighing more than 1 pound. Shipments under that weight would go up about 12%. A spokesperson for USPS said the price increases reflect the best judgment of the Postal Service governors who are seeking to establish new rates that will keep the Postal Service competitive. The post office is also looking at a 3.9% increase for Priority Mail Express and a 5.9% increase on Priority Mail. First class stamps could go up 10% as well. If the plan is approved, the prices will take effect in January of 2019. Now let's go to Danielle Knox from Fox 35 Orlando. She has what you need to know today. So Danielle, I hear the healthy eating trend is now extending to animals.
Well, Kristen, I like to eat healthy, and I know you do too. Well, now the demand for healthy natural food is expanding to pet stores. Petco says it'll stop selling all dog and cat food and treats made with artificial colors, flavors, and preservatives. Now, this change goes into effect next May. Petco is now the first national pet retailer to ban the ingredients. The Department of Agriculture predicts that skimmers will be found at more than 1,000 gas stations by the end of the year. Back in 2015, they only found 169 devices in total. And this year's total has already passed last year's. They say criminals are getting more creative and using more wireless devices that you can't see. Best advice here, check your bank account for any strange activity and pay in cash whenever you can. And speaking of cash, how much money are you planning to spend this holiday season? A new study finds the average person will spend nearly $100,000 in their entire lifetime. That is more than $1,500 every season. Now, most of that money going towards hosting parties and guests, including the cost to decorate your house, the food and the drink, and of course, buying the holiday gifts. And get this, more than 70% of the 2,000 people surveyed say that they do feel a need to renovate their entire homes prior to their guests' arrival. And that's what you need to know. And Kristen, I'm guessing it's probably to impress the in-laws.
Probably a safe bet. Thanks, Danielle. Still ahead, the best cities for singles and tips and tricks to have a stress-free Thanksgiving. Everyone loves a good surprise, especially one for someone who truly deserves it. So here with today's magic moment is Troy Dunn. So Troy, I know you have so many great stories, and today I understand you have kind of a tearjerker for us.
Well, so imagine it's the year 1966. Okay. There's a woman named Patricia. She has six children, and she is pregnant with number seven.
Okay, now you know what this is like because you have eight children.
I do have eight children.
Okay, so you can
relate. But I've never been pregnant, so I can't relate to that part.
Okay, I'm following.
She is pregnant with number seven. Just before she gives birth to that child, her husband dies.
Oh, gosh.
And she is left emotionally and financially devastated and doesn't believe she can provide the right kind of life for this child. And so she makes the agonizing decision to give this child up for adoption, to relinquish it. That baby was adopted by another family and named Kim. That little girl grows up always wondering about her biological family and looking for her.
As I'm sure a lot of people can relate to.
Never found them.
Right.
She's now an adult. She's got other kids who are asking about their family heritage. And she decides, I'll do a DNA test through Ancestry.com. She gets the results back from her DNA test and discovers she has not one, not two, but six full-blooded siblings. And suddenly, with one piece of paper, her 53-year search was over.
I was a basket case.
Yeah, she was.
this past birthday in August was the best birthday I ever had. Yeah. Because every sibling called me to wish me a happy birthday. And usually birthdays for adoptees are very sad. Best birthday ever. Thanks, sis.
Wow, that is incredible. And that hug, I think, lasted about 10 minutes, and then she had to do it 6 more times.
You know, I'll tell you, Kristen, I mean, I have done this type of work, rebuilding fractured families, for 28 years. We've done 40,000 of them. And every time I see that, I'm reminded of the one thing that I tell anybody who's missing somebody in their life, which is you cannot find peace until you find all the pieces. Mm. And that was evidence of that.
Well, we can't get enough of it. Troy, thank you so much for coming in today. All right, moving right along. If you happen to be single, where you live has a real impact on how much you can mingle. The financial site Wallet Hub ranked the best U.S. cities for single people and the worst. Researchers factored in fun and recreation, dating opportunities, and, of course, economics. Atlanta, Georgia was ranked the top city for those who are looking for love. Coming in second was Denver, Colorado. San Francisco, California placed third. All of the top 3 cities were ranked high for recreation and dating opportunities, but came in on the pricier side. The average cost of a date nationwide is about $102. Detroit had the highest number of single people. Overland Park, Kansas had the lowest percentage of singles. But that wasn't enough to put it in the bottom 3. 2 of the worst 3 cities for singles were in Florida, Hialeah and Pembroke Pines. They were a little pricey while offering few activities for single people. The bottom spot on the list went to Brownsville, Texas. Well, Thanksgiving is just a few days away now, and if you're one of the millions around the country scrambling to put together that perfect Thanksgiving dinner, scramble no more, because we have Parents Magazine editor-in-chief Liz Vaccarello here to share some tips and tricks to make sure we have a stress-free Turkey Day.
Thanks, Kristen. What Parents Magazine recommends is to work ahead as much as you can. Dishes like desserts or veggie casseroles can be prepped in the days leading up to Thanksgiving. And don't be afraid to cheat with frozen items or quick box mixes either. Flavor is often just as good, and hey, any way to save time, right?
Liz, I totally love that, and I couldn't agree more. Okay, I know it's always tough handling all of that when you got a bunch of kids running around. So what do you suggest to make the day kid-friendly?
You know, make them help. Allow them to make an easy dessert or side dish like fruit salad or Jell-O. Have them fill the bread basket. Ask them to decorate place cards or put them out. This has the added benefit of helping them understand who's coming. And on the day of, set up a fun table and line it with butcher paper so kids can draw and doodle before, during, or after the meal.
Always such great advice. Thanks, Liz. You know, face rollers are all the rage right now. They can help boost blood circulation and improve elasticity, which is why we have today's Top 30 Steal. Pro Noir Jade and Rose Quartz Rollers at a special 76% discount. Massaging stiff muscles around the jaw, cheeks, and forehead daily can give a more contoured look to your face. Plus, it feels amazing. These things also reduce under-eye swelling and help products absorb into your skin. The jade crystal is known to produce negative ions, which encourage cell metabolism. And the rose quartz crystal is packed with minerals that help reduce inflammation and support renewal of skin cells. Lymphatic drainage is stimulated with gentle and persistent pressure of the roller, which can reduce puffiness and sagging around your face. The Pro Noir Jade and Rose Quartz Rollers retail for as much as $100. But today, you can buy them for just $24. That's a 76% discount. And you can get these right now at morningsave.com while they last. Some people think birds can be a nuisance, and someone outside of Philadelphia took matters into their own hands about a bird problem in their community. But what they decided to do was really cruel and illegal. Mike Jarek from Fox 29 in Philly joins us with the story. Hey, Mike.
Well, Chris, let me try to set the scene here. There's this giant landfill just outside of Levittown, Pennsylvania, which is north of Philly. And so, with all this trash, thousands and thousands of birds, especially seagulls, are attracted to it, and some spill over into the community. Well, there's this one shopping mall by the landfill, and the birds collect sometimes in the parking lot. Well, this one guy got so upset with the noise and the quacking and the squawking and stuff like that, he ran over a bunch of them in his vehicle.
There were just dead birds all over, some live ones with their wings completely destroyed. First things out of my mouth were, this was not an accident.
How terrible. So, Mike, are they doing anything to keep the birds away from the shopping center?
Well, first of all, they fined this guy big time, and then they brought in these noise-making machines. So the machine will go boom, and the birds will fly away, hopefully now saving the birds.
Well, we're hoping this solution works out. Thanks, Mike. Listen to this. Avon was hit with a lawsuit in New York alleging that it discriminated against women who were pregnant on the job. Former employee Olivera Kristanoska claimed she was exposed to harmful chemicals while pregnant and that her supervisor and coworkers made her feel penalized when she took breaks to pump breast milk. She joins an existing suit filed by Carolyn Ruiz. She learned she had a high-risk pregnancy after a trip to the ER and asked to work from home. She was allegedly fired for performance deficiencies. The lawsuit says Avon's conduct was especially cruel because it brands itself as a company for women. One allegation reads, because of this branding, women apply to work at Avon, believing that the company will empower them to succeed. In a statement, Avon denies the allegations and says, we understand the particular needs working mothers have, and we are committed to supporting them. Lawyers for the plaintiffs say it's the first class action lawsuit filed on behalf of women who pump breast milk at work. You ever wonder why certain songs get stuck in your head? Well, it turns out there's a reason why. And Cody Goff, host of the Curiosity Daily podcast, is here with the details. So, Cody, I hear some songs become earworms because of the way our brains process them.
That's right, Kristen. There's an evolutionary reason why you listen to some songs on repeat. There's a thing in psychology called the mere exposure effect that basically says that you like something more because you're familiar with it. And your brain processes music a lot like it processes language. In other words, it hears music as information. This is why you like complex music. Take Bohemian Rhapsody by Queen. It's layered with lots of different melodies and voices, so you could listen to it 5 times in a row and notice something different every time. The idea is that if you can keep hearing something new with every listen, you'll keep coming back for more. If you like less complex music, that's thanks to your emotional connection. Research suggests that musicians like Taylor Swift don't get stale because the emotional payoff is reliable, kind of like a mood-regulating drug. And that's really what it all comes down to. If a song makes you feel good, you want to play it again, whether it's a complex masterpiece or a fluffy pop song. Any way the wind blows. Right, Kristen?
Right. Interesting report. Thanks, Cody. And by the way, you can check out more on Curiosity.com. Now to a new law that aims to make traveling with a baby a little less challenging. All major U.S. airports are now required to have rooms for breastfeeding. It's part of the Friendly Airports for Mothers Act, or FAM. The rooms are required in each passenger terminal. They have to be shielded from view behind the security checkpoint and lockable. The rooms have to include a table or other flat surface, as well as a place to sit and an electrical outlet. They also can't be inside a restroom. Legislation was introduced by Senator Tammy Duckworth of Illinois and Representative Steve Knight of California. As a new mom, Duckworth said she was often forced to pump in restrooms when traveling. She wrote, I quickly realized that finding a clean, accessible, private space was stressful and inordinately difficult. The law also requires changing tables in women's and men's restrooms. If there's one thing Texans know, it's barbecue. So when Houston heard a California celeb was opening up a new barbecue spot in town, some people were skeptical. But 3 months later, the reviews are in, and it turns out the West Coast does know a thing or two about smoke and meat. Here to take us inside the first restaurant opened by Aisha Curry is Coco Dominguez from Fox 26 in Houston. Hey, Coco.
Hey, Kristen. That's right. International smoke is a hit, and Houstonians have embraced this one-of-a-kind smokehouse that uses meats from all over the world. The wife of NBA star Steph Curry has a passion for food and was on hand to greet happy customers enjoying her recipes.
We like to call it a global grilling experience. And so for me, anything I do revolves around family and how to bring people together. And so when you go to different places around the world, every place, every country has their method of grilling and barbecuing. Mm-hmm. But the one commonality between all of those places is that it's always bringing a sense of community and bringing families together. So that's why we love the concept so much and we're excited to bring it here.
Aisha was truly like any other first-time business owner, eager to please her customers and hoping each one loved every last bite, which they did. Back to you, Kristen.
Ah, sounds delicious. Thanks, Coco. And that's it for today's show. Thanks for watching. Here's what's coming up on the next Top 30. We talked to a chef about some creative ways to use up those Thanksgiving leftovers. Plus, the star-studded soundtrack to one of the most anticipated movies of the year. And science says there's a surprising reason you can't seem to get enough coffee. Thanks for listening to the Top 30 Podcast. Tune in every weekday for a new episode. And please make sure to rate and subscribe on iTunes so you'll never miss a story. You can find out more about the show by following us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Top 30 TV. Until next time, Top 30ers, stay safe and have a great day.